Dear brothers and sisters, man and woman are equal in all respects. Nobody can find any difference in any angle except that woman folk give birth to the society's growth and give pleasure and happiness to her entire family. Marriage is an auspicious act, and it is very important to each and every woman. Based on this fact, God blessed the marriage action of the people of the world. After the marriage of a woman, the husband and wife will live together in a joint family. In them, somebody may proceed a separate family for them. Whatever may be the case, in each and everybody's family, a unit is formed at every time. This is called a family. The life in the family and the happiness produced in the family for the expected joy to a man and woman is experiencing the pleasure-oriented work. In another term, this is called the joy in the family. God permitted man and woman for this to some extent, and then the people in the society should change their mind to acquire happiness. Happiness and pleasure are separate experiences of a person. To acquire happiness, knowledge can do wonders. Happiness acts ends there. The world will know about the pleasure. Throughout the world, the setting up of a family or a unit for its good purpose is a nice act. We are seeing joint families and a separate unit of family in the world for each and everybody's convenience. The responsibility in the joint family is a work, and in India it is considered to be an auspicious unit. We can find this type of families throughout the world. Who is going to get happy for the joint family and who is not going to get is not my question. Joint responsibility is vested in the joint family. Its outlook and the bondage in the joint family is creating love and responsible pact with each and everybody's welfare. In India, a separate unit of a family with husband and wife is giving pleasure for them. In some families, the woman of that family is doing and engaged in a job as her husband performs in the society. There are working women throughout the world, and in India too. The working woman bear the responsibility to earn more for the family as well as the family welfare too. Here, cooperation with each other is required in all respects. They are living like friends, parents, and realized workers of the nation. The poverty of the nation, especially in India, is slowly saying goodbye by the working men and women. Our people should know the government's part of work is eradicating the poverty. That is why people like me give small pieces of advices to the working woman. In another parts of the world, the woman folk are engaged in many types of works because they want to apply their educational talents just like men. The educational opportunities of the other nations are in a better state. Our nation is trying to reach that standard in due course of time. This is my humble opinion. The percentage of working women is less in India than in other developed countries. Thank you for all.